With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, Strength, Resilience, and Balance. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's episode is juicy. We're diving deep into the often overlooked power of forgiveness, not just for others, but also for ourselves. Ever feel like anger or resentment is weighing you down? You know that feeling when past hurts keep popping up, stealing your joy and energy? Trust me, I've been there. But here's the kicker. Holding on to those grudges, those what-ifs, and should-haves, it's like carrying around a backpack full of bricks. It's exhausting, and guess what? The person who truly suffers from that baggage is you. Today, we're going to unlock the incredible power of forgiveness, learn how to let go, and finally free ourselves from those emotional shackles. Here are 5 key takeaways to make this whole forgiveness thing less like a philosophical head-scratcher and more like a practical toolkit for your daily life. Firstly, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning the hurtful actions. It's not about saying, what you did was okay, or pretending it didn't happen. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself from the grip of anger and resentment, freeing up your own energy and spirit to focus on something more positive. Think of it as a self-care act, an act of kindness towards yourself. Secondly, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. We can choose to forgive someone without letting them back into our lives or erasing what happened. Remember, forgiveness is about creating space for healing within ourselves, not necessarily about reconciliation with the person who hurt us. Thirdly, forgiveness isn't a one-time event. It's a process, often a journey with ups and downs. There will be days when it feels easier than others. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. Some days you might feel like you've moved mountains, other days you might feel stuck. That's okay. Keep showing up for yourself, day after day, and remember that each step towards forgiveness is a victory. Fourthly, forgiveness can be powerful medicine for your own well-being. Holding on to anger and resentment can manifest in all sorts of ways. Physical ailments, anxiety, depression, you name it. When we forgive, we break that cycle, allowing ourselves to heal and move forward with more peace and joy. And finally, remember that forgiveness isn't always easy. It takes courage, vulnerability, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, the benefits are worth every ounce of effort. When you choose to forgive, you're not just letting go of the past, you're creating space for a brighter, more fulfilling future. Think about it this way. Imagine yourself carrying around a heavy backpack filled with all those past hurts and resentments. It weighs you down, makes every step feel like a chore, and steals your energy. Forgiveness is like taking that backpack off, feeling the lightness, and finally being able to move freely again. That's the freedom we're talking about here. You know what I mean? Remember that time when someone really messed up, and you were consumed by anger? Maybe a friend betrayed you, or a family member let you down in a big way. Ever notice how holding on to that anger just made things worse? It kept you stuck in the past, fueled negative thoughts, and affected your relationships with others. But imagine if you had chosen to forgive instead. How would that have changed things? Would it have brought back the trust or erased the hurt completely? Probably not, but it could have lifted that heavy weight off your shoulders, freeing you to move forward with more peace and clarity. It might even have allowed you to see things from a different perspective, understanding their actions without condoning them. Remember, forgiveness isn't about making excuses or pretending nothing happened. It's about choosing to release the grip of anger and resentment so that you can heal, grow, and live a more fulfilling life. So, today, take a moment to reflect on any lingering hurts or grudges you might be carrying. Ask yourself, is this anger serving me? Is it truly helping me move forward? If not, consider choosing forgiveness as your path. Remember, the power is in your hands. Choose to let go of the baggage and embrace a lighter, freer version of yourself. Ready for more? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing this message. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let me know what forgiveness means to you. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep building that stoic core, strength, resilience, and balance, one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.